Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Joe Evans. Batting second. The shortstop, Bobby LaMotte. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Baby Doll Jacobson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gene Robertson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Milt Gaston. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Milt Gaston. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Ira Flagstead. Batting second. The third baseman, Homer Ezel. Batting third. The right fielder, Ike Boone. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Roy Carlisle. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Val Pisanek. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Jack Rothrock. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Bischoff. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oscar Fuhr. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Oscar Fuhr. And now, play ball. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuhr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby LaMotte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaMotte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fuhr fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstead is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstead hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel hits a ball on the ground towards short. LaMotte fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone hits a pop-up towards short. LaMotte settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstead settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rice moves to third. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a fly ball towards right. Boone catches it and throws to Pisanek, who relays to second to double up Jacobson. Rice tags and scores. It's 1-0, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle hits a line drive into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek takes first base on ball four. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston fires to first and picks off Pisanek. Pisanek moves to second. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock takes first base on ball four. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pisanek moves to third. Rothrock moves to second. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to home to get Pisanek. Rothrock moves to third. Rogel moves to second. Two outs. Oscar Fuhr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fuhr hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Gaston covering. Safe. Rothrock scores. There goes Rogel trying to get to home. Gaston throws to Dixon who tags Rogel for the out. Bischoff moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Browns, 1, Red Sox, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Pisanek settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Pisanek. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dixon moves to third. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dixon scores. Gaston moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Browns. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gaston. The throw from Bischoff and he is safe. Gaston steals third. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. Gaston scores. One out. It's 3-1, Browns. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisler takes first base on ball 4. Lamott moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rice takes first base on ball 4. Lamott moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. McManus reaches second base with a double. Lamott scores. Sisler scores. Rice goes all the way around to score. It's 6-1, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacobson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-1, Browns. Buster Ross now pitching. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dixon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gaston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Dixon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 0-for-1 in the game. Ezell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gaston fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 8, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Carlisle. Evans reaches second base with a double. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. Evans moves to third. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sisler hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Evans scores. It's 9-1, Browns. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. McManus hits a fly ball into right field. Boone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-1 in the game. Carlisle strikes out. One out. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pisanek hits a pop-up towards first. Sisler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McManus settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dixon hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 0-for-1 in the game. Bischoff hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel moves to second. Buster Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 0-for-2 in the game. Ezel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rogel scores. There goes Bischoff trying to get to home. Jacobson throws the ball into McManus, who relays the ball to Dixon, who tags Bischoff, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's 9-2, Browns. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lamott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ezel fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-2 in the game. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler fields the ball and throws to Gaston covering. Safe. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 0-for-2 in the game. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler can't make a play. That's a base hit. Boone moves to second. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pisanek hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sisler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a fly ball into center field. Flagstad settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. McManus hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Bischoff fields it and throws to first for the out. Sisler moves to second. Two outs. Baby doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jacobson hits a pop-up towards short. Rothrock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bischoff hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evans. Bischoff reaches second base with a double. Buster Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0-for-1 in the game. Ross hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamotte misplays the ball. That's an error on Lamotte. Bischoff moves to third. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Flagstad hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evans. Flagstad reaches second base with a double. Bischoff scores. Ross moves to third. It's 9-3, Browns. Homer Ezel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ezel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lamotte fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Lamotte. Ross scores. Flagstad moves to third. Ezel moves to second. It's 9-4, Browns. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Boone for the out. Flagstad scores. Ezel moves to third. That run is unearned. One out. It's 9-5, Browns. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carlisle hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ezel tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 9-6, Browns. Val Pisanek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pisanek is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Pisanek hits a fly ball into center field. Jacobson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Gaston hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Joe Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sisler scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rogel hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Bischoff is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bischoff is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Bischoff hits a pop-up towards third. Robertson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 9, and the Red Sox 6. The Browns will come to bat. Bobby Lamott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamott is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lamott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Sisler bunts towards third. Ezell fields it and throws to first for the out. Lamott moves to second. One out. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rice hits a pop-up towards the mound. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got three RBIs. McManus hits a line drive into left field. Carlisle picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Carlisle. Lamott scores. McManus moves to second. It's 10-6, Browns. Baby Doll Jacobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacobson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Jacobson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rothrock fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. McManus moves to third. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Jacobson. The throw from Bischoff and he is safe. Jacobson steals second. Gene Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 10, and the Red Sox 6. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tex Vash pinch hits for Buster Ross. Tex Vash is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vash hits a fly ball into left field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Flagstad hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Evans. Flagstad reaches second base with a double. Homer Ezell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ezell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Ezell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Robertson fields it and throws to first for the out. Flagstad moves to third. Two outs. Ike Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Boone hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Flagstad scores. It's 10-7, Browns. Roy Carlisle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carlisle is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Carlisle hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 7. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.